Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. It's been 4 years since the COVID pandemic first started, and for quite some time kept students out of the classroom and learning online. But even when students returned to in-person learning, it appears attitudes toward going to school every day had changed. Chronic absenteeism in the U.S. has spiked, nearly doubling since 2020. In Delaware, absenteeism is higher than before the pandemic, but the rising rates have leveled off, according to an analysis from the Education Recovery Scorecard. This week, Delaware Public Media's Kyle McKinnon spoke with ProPublica reporter Alec McGillis, who recently wrote about absenteeism, and Delaware Secretary of Education Mark Holodick to learn more about chronic absenteeism and how Delaware is addressing it.
Alec, we know absenteeism across the country has nearly doubled since the pandemic, but I want to start with the basics here. How exactly is absenteeism defined? You know, what does it mean to be chronically absent from school?
To be chronically absent from school means to miss at least 10% of the school days in the year. So the school year is normally 180 days. And so that means missing 18 days in the school year. That's how we measure chronic absenteeism.
Well, and missing days adds up, right? You know, no matter the state, the city, or the district you're in, what's the consequence or the usual consequence of missing too many days for a given student?
Oh, it's just very straightforward. I mean, you're gonna fall behind in class. This huge rise in chronic absenteeism is one reason why we're seeing such terrible learning loss, such these huge falls in achievement in all sorts of subjects since the pandemic. And then, of course, you're also going to become, you know, really kind of disconnected socially. It's a reason why we're seeing these struggles with student mental health since the pandemic, that a lot of students are missing so much school, and the isolation of being at home on your own really doesn't help matters.
And we're talking about absenteeism today, but it's important to remember that there is a massive ripple effect here. But in terms of the kinds of absences, these numbers don't include excused absences, right?
It varies by state, sort of how districts and states count things. But yeah, in general, if you have an excused absence, that's not gonna count as a true absence. Mm-hmm. There's the problem with the whole business of excused absences and unexcused ones is that even that there's the sort of disparities built into that, because oftentimes it's students, middle class, upper middle class students who are able to have the means to get the written doctor's note or whatever you might need to get an excused absence approved. But yeah, in general, what we're talking about here is unexcused absences, kids just not showing up.
Well, absenteeism, as we said, looks different and changes at least slightly from, you know, state to state, district to district, whatnot. But what does this issue look like in general, Al? Can you give us a sense? I think most people, you know, they looked at the, you know, they think the pandemic has absolutely blown this issue open, and it has in many ways. But, you know, I'm sure there's certain things that we can point to that might have been going on before the pandemic and then up to now. So can you give us a sense of just how prevalent and widespread, you know, chronic absenteeism is?
So before the pandemic, there, of course, have been districts that struggle with this. Typically, you know, in big cities, you saw a lot of issues with absenteeism even before the pandemic. But it's just increased extraordinarily. It's really hard to overstate just how much things have surged since the pandemic. Nationwide, the rate of chronic absenteeism, again, students missing at least 10% of school, was about 15%, 1-5, before the pandemic. It doubled in the first full year after the pandemic, after everyone was back in school, the 21-22 school year. It nearly doubled to 28% nationwide. It has improved somewhat modestly in some places since then, but you're still looking at many cities that have rates of chronic absenteeism that are well above 40%, some above 50%, some above 60%. So, you know, roughly half of students who are missing a whole lot of days of school. And it's important to note that the people who have looked at this closely have found that the rates of chronic absenteeism increased the most in the districts that were closed the most to in-person instruction during the pandemic. There's a pretty strong correlation there.
That was ProPublica reporter Alec McGillis. Next, we turn to Delaware Secretary of Education Mark Holodick. Secretary Holodick, chronic absenteeism is much higher before the pandemic. Rates have steadied a bit in some areas and in some states, but in many others, it's still a very prevalent issue. When we zoom in on the first state, what does, and we spoke a bit about this off air, but what does absenteeism look like here, and how has it changed since the onset of the pandemic?
Yeah, in Delaware, we are seeing chronic absenteeism drop, which is good. We're getting much closer to pre-pandemic chronic absenteeism levels. With that said, Kyle, I don't think we should, as a state, that shouldn't be our goal as a state, getting back to pre-pandemic levels. Rather, we should be aiming to improve our chronic absenteeism percentages. And we should use what we've learned throughout this pandemic, many of the strategies that were utilized by school districts and charter schools to support students and families, in particular around those social determinants of health that often play into chronic absenteeism. Many of those strategies could be employed to help us drop chronic absenteeism percentages, so that our pre-pandemic levels are that much better. That's what we're aiming for here.
Well, I think the general, and you spoke to health issues and whatnot, but I think the general demography and the geography and the makeup of Delaware present, a unique challenge in and of itself here. But are there any Delaware specific challenges that you see, that Delaware's dealt with or deals with in this context that other states might not necessarily deal with or experience?
Based on the conversations that I've had at the national level with state school officers and chiefs from other states, I think their challenges are very similar, if not almost exactly the same as ours. And the formula or strategy for addressing this is also very similar. And so the strategy that I point to starts with building a team in the school, a team that's made up of administrators and teachers, paraprofessionals, the school nurse, social workers, those folks who are charged with, and it could be, by the way, the MTSS team, that's your multi-tiered system of supports team, or it could be a standalone attendance committee. What it's called is far less important than what those folks do and what they do that really makes a difference in terms of lessening chronic absenteeism and increasing attendance is they use data, they monitor the data very closely in terms of absenteeism, and they build strong relationships through the folks who are on that committee or working group. They build a connectedness with their families, and they talk when the families are in the school for open house night or events about the importance of attendance. And they create a climate and culture where students want to come to school and do so because they're cared and nurtured for. But also, that team of adults helps with connectedness to community-based organizations. And when you engage families that way, it really makes a difference. And those are the schools that tend to have the highest percentages of school attendance. And so I know, talking with the 19 superintendents and the 23 charter leaders in Delaware, that they are working hard to do just that. And I do think those strategies are leading to improved rates of attendance and why we are seeing less chronic absenteeism in Delaware compared to neighboring states and states nationally.
Now, in that same breath, regardless if it's from like administrators or, or even teachers, parents, or students, is there a common thread in terms of feedback on absenteeism you're receiving, whether it's good or bad? It sounds like you're receiving a lot of positive feedback about how it's being addressed in the classrooms. It sounds like how you're engaging students and getting them invested in school and also their families is something that I think a lot of others, could model and help their situation. But in terms of like feedback and like what you've been hearing, is there like a common thread there around absenteeism or?
Yeah, great question. There is, and what I'm hearing from my colleagues who are leading schools and in schools and other educators, teachers and paraprofessionals, school nurses, school counselors, what I'm hearing is that absenteeism has been sort of normalized, if you would, and with more parents and caregivers who are working remotely, students staying home doesn't create the kind of burden that it necessarily did pre-pandemic. And so to use the scenario, you have a child who wakes up not feeling maybe so well. I mean, best practice is we know today better than ever, if they're not feeling well or they have a temperature, et cetera, we want them to stay home. But I can only speak for myself, but I imagine I'm one of many who, when I was in school from time to time, would wake up and was perfectly fine to go to school, but would implore my parents, you know, can I stay home? I'm not feeling so well. And so I think parents are more inclined to say, yeah, go back to sleep for a few hours and, you know, you can stay home with me today. And, you know, kudos to schools and districts in providing options for students who are not able to attend school. With that said, we don't want to create an atmosphere where, you know, I'm just using like normalizing an absence is good. I'm sure you looked at the data, Kyle, and what you probably saw is that these strategies tend to work really well in elementary schools, pretty well in middle schools, and not as much in our high schools. And for the obvious reason that parents and high school students, you know, they tend to disengage a little more at that level. And there are conversations happening in our high schools around this very issue. And again, I think that's all playing into the drop that we're seeing in chronic absenteeism across the state.
Thanks to ProPublica reporter Alec McGillis, Delaware Secretary of Education Mark Holodick, and our Kyle McKinnon for joining us on The Green this week. And stay with us. The Green continues in a moment with a look at new research from the University of Delaware that finds video games are an effective way to engage children with autism. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.